Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, grand rising, everybody, and welcome to our think tank, The Female Solution, Self-Care. We broadcast globally, and we are so excited to have you here this morning. And if you're listening in, we'd like you to go ahead and post in the comments where you are listening in from. So, and I know where Andrew Calhoun is listening in from. And of course, Chris, not mine to tell though. So I'm very, very excited to have my guest here today. She's more like a sister. And we met a couple of months ago in training for Divine Intervention, Spontaneous Remission. And we'll talk a little bit about what that really means to you and how you're going to benefit today. And I'm just going to say that you can call in this morning. We're going to, you know, go through a few things first, a few things for the collective. But we're going to do some healing, right? Some spontaneous remission and give you guys some tools that you can use in your day-to-day activities to keep your vibration high. And so without further ado, let me invite Reverend, because we're both reverends now, but Reverend Dr. Casey LaPierre. How are you?
Good, how are you? Good morning.
Good, good, good. You know, so now that everyone can see your beautiful face, I want to tell everybody what a magical person you are. Not only do you understand science, right, but you understand spirit. And I think it's so beautiful. You know, what I've noticed in the, you know, over the years is that there's this, what's been happening is we have a lot of scientific minds who are going, I think there's another side to healing. There's another side to reclaiming your health. And so brilliant doctors like yourself have looked at the spirit side, and you've just done things that to me are so remarkable. So, and are cutting edge. So you recently came up with a wonderful way to describe who you are. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so I try to figure out what's the cause of what's going on in the body, and a lot of times it's emotional. So I've learned a lot of emotional techniques and tapping into everything intuitively so that we can actually take that and transmute it back into your power. So these emotions will put so much stress on your nervous system, and once you can transmute it, you can transform everything and take your power back in your life.
So you and I both know what transmute means. A lot of my listeners know what that means, but some of them don't. What does it really mean when you're transmuting something?
Let's say the same energy you're taking to stress out about something, you take that energy and you just fuel it back into something else, like positive. So maybe you have a lot of anger. Let's take all that energy you're putting into the anger and let's transmute that into joy or laughter, being happy, you know?
Kind of like if you're using a Word document and you're typing and you can kind of either cut something, copy paste, right, or you can copy replace. So you're going through the Word document, says every time you find this word, replace it with that word, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So from my technological minds out there, all we're doing is we're taking a thought form or behavior, right, or energy, and replacing it with another thought form, behavior, and energy. Would that be pretty close?
Absolutely. What I'll find is that, like, usually, like, mindsets, belief systems will comprise of, like, two or three, sometimes four emotions, and that's where I'll help to release that, and then we'll put it back into the positive vibrations that they need.
That is a beautiful thing. You know, and I just want to let everybody know, so we're going to be doing a remote healing, not only for humans, but for pets. So if you got a pet that's got an issue, you want to bring your pet on. You got two animal communicators here. And I want to just say this, because this is really important. So I know some people always wonder, well, why do you bring on people that do what you do, Jody? Well, because we all do it differently and we all have different gifts around it, right? And I want to just point this out, that Casey has the gift of really piping in to people's emotions. So I think the title you gave yourself was the Emotional Alchemist. Is that right?
Yeah. So I was like, you know, how do I kind of identify what I'm doing? And I'm taking all these emotional techniques together and helping to transmute everything from negative to positive. And I'm like, well, it feels like alchemy here because we're, you know, turning one thing into another. So I came up with Emotional Alchemy.
Right. And so last night, and it's brilliant because you tap into people's emotions and pets' emotions like no one I know. I tap into different parts, right? And it doesn't mean that you don't tap into those parts. You just have a better gift in one area and vice versa, which is why we work so well together. And so, Chris is saying, yes, I do have a pet in need. Awesome. And Naima, our executive producer, says, Grand Rising, beautiful, enlightened teachers, I have a question. If you're angry and you use the energy to work out at the gym and jog for a few minutes, is that the same thing as transmuting the anger to athletic energy? I'll let you answer that.
So you're releasing a lot of endorphins, which is helping you decrease the stress in your system. However, whatever caused or triggered you to be angry, is that still there? Do you still react the same way, like a pattern? So that's where we've got to dig deep, sometimes go to the original timeline where that happens, you know, how you respond that way. And that's what we want to transmute. So next time something happens again, you're not responding and reacting with anger. And maybe you won't have to go to the gym to work off that anger. You're actually going to go to the gym feel even better, just being happy.
Yeah, you know, okay. So this is a really great question. Naima, first of all, thank you so much for asking this question. Because what it occurs to me is I know a lot of people who get angry, and, well, we all get angry, right? But then do what Naima is talking about, which is go to the gym or go out running, and they get rid of the energy, but they haven't gotten rid of the trigger. And so what happens is that trigger is still existing, so it's still running in the background and running your life. And so I'm so glad you, because I know so many people that are doing this, they run it off, they come back, they're like, everything's okay, and it's not, because the person that you had this issue with is still suffering, and so are you. That is a great question. So I wanted to... I want to talk about what you did last night to Fagala.
Okay.
So first, why don't I tell people what happened to Fagala and her story. And Fagala, do you want to come up here? Do you want to come up here? Hold on a second. So you want to come up and talk? Of course you do. So everyone, I think, who's a repeat on this show knows Fagala, but Fagala is one of my babies. And so we know her history, which was in a past life. Okay, yes, she was my grandfather. And she was in the Holocaust. And we uncovered that during that time. And look how calm she is this morning, by the way. Yeah, that's thank you to you. And during that time, she was responsible for shaving. She's a Holocaust survivor, but they made her shave people's heads, right? Which was a way to keep them down or, you know, disempowered, as well as pre-treatment, if you will. We're just not going to go into that. I don't want to bring that energy in here. But... and she's releasing. Good girl. So, Fagala couldn't stop moving. And she didn't have calm about herself. And she had so much anxiety and stress. It was almost as if she was reliving that pain. Not almost. She was. And then that's kind of the backstory. And, when you and I were talking last night, Fagala had a lot to say. She goes, Mommy can't help me. Mommy and, you know, Daddy and her uncle tried to help, but it's just not working. Casey, can you help me? And now I would like you to share with people what it is that you did.
Yeah, so I go through the priorities. I'm like, what is it? Is it physical, emotional, nutritional, chemical, spiritual, metaphysical? And for Fagala, it was spiritual. And so we're going back into another lifetime. And it created such an imprint that it's still affecting Fagala and her in the field now. So what I did is I went to the original timeline and released it. And it actually went, so we kind of have like layers in our field, and then we also have like these pocket dimensions that run all of our systems in our body. And I had to go and clear it a lot deeper through the dimensions, pockets, and through the layers in the field. And once we did that, like, she was able to calm down like so much more. And also just balancing like her little vertebrae in her body. And it was just really deep. It was bone deep, you know. And I just used intention. I used muscle testing to figure everything out. So I muscle test like this. And connecting into source, asking, you know, what's vagina need? And that's how I'm able to find it, release it.
Yeah. And how are you feeling? She said she feels amazing. I mean, just looking at her, she's calm. I've never seen her like this. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. And so if anybody has a pet that needs guidance, you know, or any type of remote healing, today's the day to call in. You've got your girl here. And Fagla says, thank you. She said, oh, really? She said she's had the best night's sleep she's ever had. She said she woke up feeling very rested, and she's eternally grateful to you.
Oh, she's so welcome.
All right, that kiss is really for you. All right, so it's 8:15. You know what? And before we start with, and I have to see if we have any callers in. We have several callers. So if anybody wants to, oh, the lines are just lit up. So if anybody wants to call in, the number's on the bottom of the screen. It's 515-605-9325. Now, what I'd love to know, and I'd love for you to share.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get started into health?
Get started in what?
In health. Like, you're a doctor of chiropractic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let me list your accolades. Let me go to the other screen so I don't miss anything. You're a doctor of chiropractic, right? You also use you're trained and used amazingly applied kinesiology, Psych-K, divine intervention, emotional body mapping, and creative emotional wizardry. And I'm sure there's more. And the thing is that you take all these things, you blend them all, and you make them uniquely yours.
Absolutely. So you're asking how I got started, huh?
Yeah.
So where I'm from, there's not really good healthcare, and I was getting sick 4 or 5 times a year, common cold, allergies, and I was being put on antibiotics for 4 or 5 times a year, destroyed my gut. So by the time I'm like 19, I'm not able to digest my food. My gut is just completely messed up. Now I have chronic systemic candida issues, and, you know, went through that for like many years. And so I ended up getting to a point where I saw the doctors couldn't help me. I'm like, wow, I got to be able to heal myself. So then I started going to ownership with that. And I found a chiropractor that went down to Life University. And he's like, wow, you just really have really good healing energy, you know. And I was at a point where I was like, I need to do something. So I went down, I saw the school, and I was kind of like, you know, it's not necessarily that I want to be a chiropractor, but I want to be a healer. Felt I had to be there. And so along the way, I started learning how to use energy. And, you know, basically, like, you can have something physical, but, and it feels so physical in your body. However, it could be so emotional. It could be, you know, other things. So I started working with Dr. Susan Rossi, taking her classes. I went out to Las Vegas, and I learned by Randy Roberts, Creative Emotional Wizardry, and that's where I really started to dive into metaphysics and what the body's doing metaphysically. Let's see, I learned Site K. I've learned Havening, Emotion Code. There's so many just different techniques, and I just started to kind of like melt them together intuitively and healing myself. So the biggest thing I learned is like, so I love sushi, and I kept getting like parasites. So I'm like, okay, I've done herbs. I've tried to flush it out. I even stopped eating sushi for a while. And I'm like, why is it that I can't kick it, right? And then I realized, wow, so I have emotions that are allowing the parasites to thrive in my body. Once I cleared the emotions, it was just gone.
Well, yeah. And so when you have parasites, you can't have parasites in your body unless you have parasites outside your body.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work any other way. And I found, I've worked on some pets. A dog actually that had parasites. They couldn't get rid of it with the Western world. So we used red light therapy, divine intervention. So the red light therapy just, and I would say it kills like 99. And then we created a mask made with, you know, certain herbs and so forth to get the residue. And then I did the divine intervention, spontaneous remission to clear the energy field. Because if you don't clear the energy field, guess what? It's coming back.
Exactly. If you don't clear it out of the dimensions, it'll just keep coming back over and over. So now that I use the divine intervention, it's like amplifying things like 100 times. And so now when I clear it out of there, the layers in the field, then the body, wow, like transformations. I had a lady last week, new patient, severe eczema from like 14 years old all the way to 52. And I'm muscle testing and I'm like, it's parasites. And so she also had some emotional stuff. So I cleared it out of the dimension sealed body and then cleared the emotions on it. Next day, she calls me out. She says, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's 75% gone. New skin is coming through. And her vibration completely felt different. She got out of a toxic relationship, which was part of the parasitic thing. She's like, I just left him. And I'm getting my power. And it was just like, oh my God, awesome.
I just left him. Well, that, you know, that's a beautiful thing. When you have the power to step into your power. Right,
exactly.
like to own who you are and get your greatness. And here's the thing. I mean, you own your greatness. I own my greatness. And we both have parts we don't know. Right? I mean, we do. And because as long as we're human.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I'm sensing, hold on, so it's 8:20. We have a caller. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to check the number real quick. So it's 779-801. So I just want to make sure that whoever is calling in, and I'm just going to say this because we've had some issues. If you're calling in, it's not an opportunity to give a commercial. We want your questions. We want to help you with whatever you have, but it's not an opportunity to give a commercial or anything like that. So we're going to take on our first caller, and we have 7 minutes before we're going to commercial. It's 779-801, and we're going to pull you in. Hold on. So
yes,
thank you.
Grand Rising. This is Maika.
Hi, Maika. How are you, Jody?
Greetings and greetings to you, Jody. Yes, I started to hang up and say I'll wait till after the break. But there are a couple of things I wanted to ask your guest. She seems to have a simplified means for explaining things, and I like that. And one is, would you discuss the difference between the spirit and the soul? I'm looking for healing in two areas. That's my eyes and neuropathy. And recently I discovered that my father put fear in me. I was a free spirit, free-thinking being. And then he imposed fear into my equation. And as a result, I started sneaking and lying. And so I'm interested in totally eradicating that lineage of fear and whatever problems have occurred as a result of, you know, my free thinking and free spirit being atrophied as a result of the fear. I hope I am clear.
Okay. Yeah, so we talk about like the spirit's a soul. So spirit's in everything. And spiritually we go through different emotions to learn for lessons by. So in that moment in time that he's instilling, on some level you made a choice to believe it. Now it became a part of your mindset belief system. And you know, on some level, it's like you needed to learn something from that. So if we start going into ownership, it could be as simple as I take full ownership that I believed it, I took it in, I complete this experience, I extract it, I archive it in my library, it's done. I let it go, thank you. And we could start to let things go. What happens when we start like going through pain and illness, you start to feel like a victim, like, oh my God, this is happening to me. And I feel helpless. You get a little scared. And so when we can start going into ownership, hey, for whatever reason that I'm sick, this happens, I take ownership. And once we go into that ownership and let it go, it brings us back to our pure spirit form where all the healing is. So the soul part, that can, you know, be a lot more complicated. The soul and it is so much bigger than just our physical form. So, you know, we have maybe, let's say, lifetimes or memory going way further back than just being here right now. And sometimes your soul makes contracts and it makes decisions before you even incarnate here in your spirit form on Earth. So you're talking about, you said you have some type of neuropathy. What type of neuropathy? I missed it.
What do you call it?
Small fiber neuropathy?
External. What did you say?
Is it small fiber neuropathy?
I don't know, but it appears in the feet and sometimes in the fingers, you know, the tingling and irritation.
Okay. So is it, do you feel it's like, so, you know, I had small fiber neuropathy. It's all over body pain. So
no, I
it,
didn't know.
Okay, so was it, is it just in the fingers or is it in other areas of the body?
The toes.
Are you diabetic?
That's what they say.
Okay. So diabetes, we're getting into like there's a lack of sweetness in life.
Yeah.
Especially when we went into all that fear, right? Life is not sweet anymore.
Yes.
And so we start having a problem processing, metabolizing sugars. So let's see. Would you like me to find the cause of that and help you release it?
I would like that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So let's see. So I go through my categories. Physical, emotional, nutritional, chemical, spiritual. So it comes with the spiritual for you. I'm going to see how many emotions around that. There's five, okay? So I have, like, my chart here, and I'm going to find out what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Frustration.
Oh, yeah, all day.
Anxiety.
Huge.
Impotent, something's just not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling alone.
Very much.
I'm a failure.
Oh, that's, Casey?
Yeah.
That one's very deep.
Yes, it is. It went in with that fear.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing, is that an acknowledgement, something negative on acknowledgement. So what's happening here, when your father instilled that fear, part of your belief system went like, wait, I'm not loved. And what happens when we're not feeling loved, we start getting into behaviors. Running away, lying, hiding, cheating, manipulating. There's like all kinds of behaviors that start happening. So who you are is not the same thing as the behaviors. So we got to go to that core of like what brought you there. So these five emotions, I'm going to say full melt timeline. It's on a timeline. So if this is like right on your left, there's a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you were incarnated when you were born. But that's the other side, and that's right now, right? Go on the timeline, see exactly when it started. And when I asked, 7 years old, 3 months, 2 weeks, and 2 days, the exact day when all of that took place. So what I do is I use intention. I'm going on that timeline, and I'm just releasing it. I can feel
Thank
the energy. You're welcome. So now that drops off, I feel it. Now, we don't want to just leave a void. We're going to put positive vibrations your body specifically wants to put back in there. So I get contentment, adequacy, genius, compatibility, intimacy. So those are going to come back. So what happens is, like, if a negative emotion is, let's say, a -7 vibrationally, just we're putting a number there, and we release it, and now we're putting in a positive emotion that your body wants, just say intimacy was a +7. That's balancing it completely out. Sometimes the words, you're like, why would that come up? And it's kind of more about the vibration than it is understanding, you know, why exactly is it that word? Okay, so now I'm going to say anything else to what we got going on in our office, the diabetes pit. Yes. Okay. So on your end, we're going to do a little psych K.
Okay.
The statement's going to be, I let go of fear with grace and ease. And so...
You want me to repeat that?
So I'm going to have you do something first, okay? What we're going to do is I'm going to have you cross your right ankle over your left.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Casey, so yeah. Other people who have fear, can they also do this as well?
Yes, yes, they could. People might be different with how to cross their feet and their wrists, so that's where I have to kind of muscle test.
Okay, so this will just, you know, be for Maika, but if
yes.
It calls to you, you can play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Now we're going to take the right wrist, and we're going to cross it right over the left. And you can actually go like this. And you could drop it in your lap, or you could flip it up just like a pretzel. And now what you're going to do is you're going to close your eyes, and you're going to say, I let go of all fear with grace and ease.
And
so you feel a good shift in your body.
Grace and ease.
Somebody flies in mommy's ear.
Just let me know when you're complete.
I think I am. You said there'd be a shift, right, when you feel a shift?
Yeah, it could be subtle, it could be big. Did you feel anything different in your body?
I felt a subtle shift, yes, in energy.
Awesome. Perfect. So now we're going to uncross everything at the wrist and the feet. And now it's called whole brain posture. So you're going to take your fingertips. They're going to touch like that. And you're going to look down at the floor with your eyes open for 10 seconds, and this helps you kind of save it to the hard drive, so to speak.
Okay.
There we go. Perfect. So just like that, we can go into subconscious and release that negative emotion that's there. So then you can express back, you know, all your positiveness about you. So let's see. I'm going to ask, is there anything else? I'm getting not at this time. It's like you need to process that. And sometimes this goes deep. It goes into layers. So I'll always like muscle test and check like core belief systems. I love myself. I am worthy. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I feel confident. I feel loved by others. So like in that moment, like you didn't feel loved by your father. Like there's all this fear instilled, right? So
mm-hmm.
I do it.
Did you just ask me a question?
Yeah, how do you feel, Maika?
I feel inquisitive. I feel I feel, I don't have a word for it right now. I feel at peace, though.
Yeah. I can feel that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling peaceful and calm.
That's awesome.
And it's almost like I feel fear draining away. It's like I feel fear draining away.
Perfect.
Like draining.
Wow.
That's awesome. So, you know, like 86% of the brain, at least, is subconscious. So it's that powerful. We learn a lot of stuff when we're, you know, 0 to 6 years old. The subconscious mind is sort of like a 5-year-old. So we could say everything positive with our conscious minds, but still feel conflicted if we don't change it in subconscious. And so that's where we're going in with Psyche to help you release that block.
Mm.
So I would say that you probably have a lot more layers to work through, but we can get there. But for right now, your body's doing a lot of good stepping stones.
Great. Great. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. You know, I am going to go to commercial real quick. We're a couple minutes behind. So give me a minute here, and we will get this party started. And I'm going to turn off your microphone, Maika, and then, of course, if you have other questions later on during the show, you know, just put your hand up again, okay?
Okay, I'll click off, too.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Click. Friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Jessica is using Laura's Quick Link. Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Click and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
So that's our first commercial, but I'm not really done with that commercial. So let me explain why. So I have been, Quick is a replacement really for Amazon. And I am bringing some of my premier partners that I work with in the health space to the platform. And as it says, basically, if you buy something like this pen and then you share the link and someone else buys the pen, you get paid. And that link lives on forever. Okay? So we onboarded one of my favorite companies, Altera, and they sell this pendant. And they also sell what this pendant does, is neutralize the effect of electromagnetic frequencies, and it's in the shape of a torus, so it transmutes the EMF, right, and brings in the goodness. Mm-hmm. Wow. Pegula loves this thing. So they also have whole house neutralizers, so you plug it in and forget it. They also have neutralizers, EMF 5G neutralizers for the car, for the home, and little discs that you put on the back of your phone. You see that disc, not the not this one, but the shiny one right here. And so now what's really cool is you buy it on the site, on the quick site, which is the link is in the thread. And not only do you get like protected from EMF because it's neutralizing it. So if you go to measure the EMF, it's going to be the same, but the test results show when we do the testing that it, okay, can you calm down? Thank you. The testing shows that it actually the testing shows that the blood cells are no longer clumping when you have this against your body, okay? Or you have it on your phone or you have it in the house. So we don't really want our red blood cells clumping, right? Not good for your health. So now if you purchase this, yeah, I get paid. But if somebody else buys it using your link, you get paid. And that's the only purchase. You purchase one item. It could be the $36 one. It could be the $500 one. It doesn't make a difference. They buy anything from Altera for the rest of your life, you're getting paid. So kind of exciting. The link is in the thread. And, you know, like that. And I'm not sure if I'm supposed to play the Willie Nelson commercials today. We, I guess I'll just pause on that because I don't know if we're supposed to. Maika says to thank you, Chris. And what does she think? Oh, so Maika saying thank you to Chris because Chris said, Maika, you're magnificent. I've listened to you transform in these recent weeks. Thank you for bringing us along with you. Yeah, and I'm really happy that we can support you, Maika, in that way. Then the other thing here, we're just going to run one other commercial, actually probably a couple. Let's just do this.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Okay, so I have gotten notification that we are playing the commercial to Willie Wilson. I've also been told I'm still calling him Willie Nelson. Which I kind of think, I'm just going to say this, if I keep on saying that Willie Nelson is running for mayor of City of Chicago, Willie Wilson will win. It's just, you know, just kind of putting that celebrity feeling out there. All right, let me run his commercial real quick.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Community and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
All right, we are back. and we have another caller. And I also want to mention we had a phone number up for our beautiful Reverend Dr. Casey LaPierre, and we're going to change that number because there was just a little typo in there. So we'll get that new number up for you. And meanwhile, I'd like to take another caller. Are you up for it?
Absolutely.
So 407-701. Okay. So Keisha, where are you calling from and what's your name?
Good morning, Jody. This is Viaka in Orlando, Florida, your Friday morning.
Sister.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a question about snails. I'm like so trying to figure this out. I have these snails that crawl up on my screen almost every day. And so I'm looking at snails and thinking, what is the message? And when I looked it up in my Animal Speak book, it's about being vulnerable. It says protect your vulnerable emotions and spirit and bring your holy inner child out of the shell. Look at walls you've built. And I'm trying to figure that out. I'm hoping your guests can help me figure out how that applies to me, because it seems to be a clear message with these snails that I need to learn something, I guess, about being vulnerable or protecting my vulnerability. Can you help me?
Yes, absolutely. So animal totems are awesome. There's like, everything happens for a reason, right? These snails are here and they give you a message. The first thing I heard was boundaries. So protecting the vulnerability with more boundaries for yourself. And there's two emotions that are coming up that we need that. Okay. Confidence.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And passion. So maybe a little more like enthusiasm, right?
Whoa.
And
a little more enthusiasm? Can you get a clearer picture on that? Because she's highly enthusiastic.
Sorry, word that again?
Can you get a clearer picture about where she's supposed to be more enthusiastic? Because she's highly enthusiastic.
For herself. Like, do you find yourself being for others, but not reflecting it back enough for yourself?
Wow.
And are you getting into areas where, like, you're sacrificing things you want to do, no matter how small they are, for other people? And that might be that people are going to love you just as much. Have your boundaries. They just need to know. And they know all the time. Little pieces of ourselves that need to be, they need to be there, and they kind of like feel like they disappear. And is this resonating with you? Because this is what's kind of coming through, and I'll make sure the message is coming through for you strong.
Well, I'm hearing you saying boundaries, so I'm trying to tune in on or focus on what more boundaries do I need to set? Because as a blog talk show host, I really put myself there, transparency. And in my personal life, I'm wondering if that's where, I'm starting to hear or feel that, yeah, there's some things in your personal life where you could maybe protect yourself more, set more boundaries. I don't know, but it says, look at the walls I've built around me as for the snail. And I'm like, what walls have, what's the balance I need between building walls versus boundaries? Maybe that's what the confusion for me is.
So when we think walls, that kind of starts to manifest and that becomes like a block as opposed to like a boundary. You want to imagine it more like a filter. We want things to like go a certain way. Like you're given instructions. So like, let's say, do you know of ways that you're feeling vulnerable in your personal life?
Maybe by being very transparent, and then some people thinking that's a weakness.
Oh, your okay. Perception is that people think it's a weakness.
Okay, that too.
So,
yeah, I'm pretty transparent about my life, And maybe that puts me, maybe I'm vulnerable to reacting emotionally when people are reacting to my honesty, my truth. Many people say I have a hatchet, the way I relate to people. I don't hold back anything. And so then sometimes people feel like they're wounded or I hurt their feelings, but mm-hmm. I'm not feeling that at all.
Yeah, so I was hearing, so I think that it's about the filter. And so what I'm hearing, so first of all, so let me just also let people know who Vieta is. Vieta is our Friday and Sunday host. And she's amazing. She's a holistic life coach. And she's a bright mind, both scientific and spiritually. Right. But I think that you're hitting, I think that you're getting very close to why they're showing up. It's that it's almost like we have to sometimes, and I know I have to do this, and then Casey, feed into this, what you feel also needs to be added. I have to ask permission sometimes to share what I'm going to share, and I let people be mentally prepared that what I'm going to say is going to be confrontational, but I am going to speak truth. Prepare yourself. And so I think there's an opportunity for gentleness on the delivery, gentleness on the delivery of the truth, so that shell doesn't have to be so strong for the backlash that comes back.
So your communication with people, you're trying to be upfront and honest, and sometimes we just want to say everything and just be real, but if they're not ready to hear it and you put yourself in a place of feeling like you have to validate what you're saying or where you're coming from, that's where it puts you in a vulnerable spot. And maybe like asking, are they ready to hear it? Is it for them to hear it right now? And maybe they do need to hear it. Maybe you're planting a seed and they need to get a little bit offended so that they can kind of like, whoa, I just need to, check out my life and see what's going on here. And then later they might come back and say, hey, you know what? I see what you're saying. So does that resonate or make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. And thank you for that reminder. When I'm on Blog Talk Radio, I can't really prepare people for what I'm going to say. But when I'm face to face or on a personal phone call, that's where I think I could speak about, do you really want to hear what I have to say to prepare people? Because it just comes out sometimes and people aren't ready. But I've been doing this for so long and people are like, oh, I don't know if I can handle that. And I'm okay. Well, I'm going to bless you with the med. Well, I try and soothe them in the process, but I just got to be me. So yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Especially when Jody says, ask permission, because when I am in a position one-on-one, I do have an opportunity to, when someone's asking me for help or a question, they have a question, maybe my first response will be, are you ready for this? Or do I have your permission to be totally honest and transparent? That's what I'm thinking.
So absolutely. I agree. And I want to add to that, Vieta, on the show, I think, and I'm certain that I don't always do this, by the way, but I do try to do this on a more consistent basis. And that is when I know that what I'm going to say is confrontational, I'll give people a heads up. Because you know that a lot of the things that you and I talk about are confrontational. I mean, it just is.
Absolutely.
So let's just let people know, hey, this is going to be new. I should bring some money to it, It's okay.
Yeah.
You'll make your way through,
Well, have you seen the movie with Bette Davis called All About Eve?
No.
Okay. Well, I mentioned a scene that I love in that movie where she kind of prepares people for what's coming. And it's a scene where she takes a drink out of a martini, and then she goes up a few steps and she turns to her guests, and your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride. So I mentioned that Sunday night because that's what kept coming to me with the topic of emotional intelligence, developing and welcoming triggers. And I said that scene just kept coming to my mind. So I mentioned that on my show. It's like she prepared her guests that this is going to be a bumpy night tonight because I'm drinking martinis and I'm not going to hold back. And that's what the scene was, just great scene. If you haven't seen that movie, All About Eve with Bette Davis, it's classic, just classic.
So it's All About Eve as an EVE?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's what, and that's Bette Davis is. So, huh?
Well, you know, so I'm filming via the functional food program.
Uh-huh.
And in the welcome video, I explained, I said, you know, one of the reasons Spirit drove me to offer the program self-pay was to give people the time to process this information, because it's a lot
to
process. So, and, you know, that's why some people, we have a lot of listeners on this show and on your show as well. But a lot of them aren't calling in because this is a lot to process. Right? So they have to, like,
absolutely
have it for a while.
Yeah, I used to talk to a friend about, I don't get any people pressing one. They're in the studio, but nobody's pressing one. And he told me, they're processing all this information you're getting. So, yeah,
well,
I get that.
Something that might really help you, too, is, like, you know, preparing them. Like, look, you've had a lifetime of building up your mindsets, belief systems, all based on your experiences and your emotions around them. So, you know, when I'm telling you something, try to be open with it and ask questions so that you know, it can help you from where you're at understand it. Otherwise, take it with a grain of salt right now. So that way, when they hear something and they don't understand it, they're not just like dismissing it, like, nope, I don't believe in that. And they kind of shut down all the healing you're trying to provide. So if you kind of give them like a way or a structure to think about it before you say the words and the truth, it'll allow them to be more at ease and say, look, I don't have to take this all in at once. I can just ask questions and start to process it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you. Thank you, sisters. You all are doing an awesome job today and shining your light. So thank you for your time. Carry on.
Well, don't leave yet. Hold on, Viet. I want to show you something. Okay. Do you have your screen that you can look at?
You mean Facebook?
Or something. Yeah, YouTube, Facebook. I'm going to show you a pie chart. Okay. So on this pie chart, and unfortunately I don't have the one that I've created because I didn't really expect to, you know, have the opportunity to talk about this. But let me make this a little bigger. So in this pie chart, it's a very light blue. It's the, you know, I talk about, well, actually, let me just back up. What we're going to talk about is how we open up someone's mind to hear something different, okay? And so in this small section of the pie chart where it's light blue, the smallest sliver, that's the area that we know that we know. So for instance, I know without a doubt I'm a female. And I know I have dark hair. And I know I'm wearing a multicolored shirt, okay? That's my KK zone. I know what I know, okay? In this other part of the chart, this darker blue, the second largest part, this is what I know that I don't know. Okay? So I know I am not an airline pilot. So I know that fits in there. I am for sure that. I also know that I don't have wings. May have angel wings, not real wings. I also know that I'm not, I know that I don't know. Like, I don't know how to fly a plane. I don't know how to perform surgery. These are the things that I know that I don't know. So the first two is I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. So what is this third part of the pie, the largest pie? That is what I know that I don't, what I don't know that I don't know. So the DKDK zone. So the DKDK zone are those things that I don't even know that I don't know, which is where we have a shift in our thinking. That's the opportunity for us to open up our minds and to take in new information with ease and grace. Hopefully that's helpful. I understand that you said there was, you're watching on Facebook because there was an echo. Totally get that. So that is another way for people to maybe get mentally prepared that we're going to take them from what they know that they know. We already know and what you know that you don't know, but we're going to go into the DKDK zone, which is what you don't even know that you don't know, and that's where it's confrontational, but we're going to let you know first. Bring some ease. Fair enough? Casey, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's when we can try to look at something in a different way, it pulls our perspective, you know, and there's so much we don't know. But if we could try to allow ourselves to be open to kind of think about it instead of staying in, like, you know, the old mindset that we have, like, let's just go over here. Let's just see what that feels like. And then next thing we know, we start learning and seeing and feeling new things. So it's, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. And so I've been, you know, I got trained on that in 1998, something like that. So, and I'm really, and when I became disabled in 2013, it was really that thinking, that technology, I used that technology to rethink my current situation so I could get off of disability. Because I knew whatever got me there was going to get me repeated. So.
Yeah. Well, if you go into understanding there's so much that I don't know, right, it allows you to open up more as opposed to just operating on what you do know. It's helping you pull yourself out of your ego, the part of your ego that gets scared, it's afraid, it's worried, those kinds of emotions. So.
Totally. So I am... So it is 9:04, so we get to do another commercial. We have several people with their hands up in the blog talk. And we have the update. Is that correct, the correct phone number for you now?
The middle numbers is 502.
I'm still messing it up. Hold on. Okay. So I thought that I edited that. 7502?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
4119.
Correct.
Okay. Like that? Whoa, it just keeps on changing it. Oh, that's weird. What's up?
So I just cleared myself. That might help you. I might be messing with you. There you go. So I just went home and because the area that I'm from. So I was like, okay, I'm still aware, so I have to clear that on myself.
Because it wouldn't change. That's hilarious.
See? Working on myself all the time, too.
Me too.
Yep.
Me too. Constantly changing and shifting my reality. Okay, so there we go. That's weird. That's hilarious. Okay, so I'm going to write a commercial or two. Let me just start with the first one here.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right. Hold on. So we'll go to Blog Talk and we'll do Willie Wilson as opposed to Willie Nelson.
Kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And then one more here.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
All right, so we have another caller, 312-849, and we are going to bring you on the show, and we'd love to get your first name and where you are calling from. And I'm thinking it's probably the Chicago area, but you could have moved, who knows. Let's see. Welcome to the Think Tank, the Female Solution, Self-Care. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, this is Naima calling from Chicago.
Hi, beautiful.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, fantastic, yes.
You're a little twitchy.
Yeah.
Maybe move the phone around or something.
Okay. Well, if there's a problem, I can switch phones. How's it now? Is it any better?
Yeah, it's better. Mm-hmm. Can you hear it? Okay, Kay?
Yes, I just missed your name.
Oh, it's Naima Latif.
Naima, nice to meet you.
Yes, nice meeting you.
Naima is our executive producer.
Oh.
Yeah. And she is who makes this show possible. So.
Well, actually, you all make it possible because you're the ones who are giving me exciting information and hoping to heal. So we appreciate all that you do.
Well, thank you. You're cutting out a little bit again.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have and call back on another number of these. 312-721. It'll be another phone. And
okay.
Hopefully that sounds better. All right. Talk to you in a minute. Bye.
All right. So, you know, while we're waiting for Naima to buzz right back in, I'm going to talk about my functional food program. We are nearing pre-launch, and the program is going to be only $99. And for $99, we're going to walk you through the way to reclaim your health. And this is really the baseline. It's going toxic free, but it's not just about food. It's, you know, we help you with meditations. We show you how to remove the toxicity from your home, your personal care items, your cleaning items, the electrosmog, like all those things, so that when you go to see someone like Dr. Casey, it gets easier. So, and I think that she may be, no, she's not in here on the call yet. Okay. And then we have, let me pull in Pamela while we're waiting. Hold on. So, and then 480-343, you are on the air with self-care. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Suze. Hello, Jody and Casey. This is Chris.
Hey.
I am calling in this morning for my little Frank. Little Frank has, well, he's kind of suffered ever since we've gotten him, but it's just gotten so much worse, and I just cannot get to the bottom of it. For me, the animal energy, because I haven't done a lot of it, is a little murkier, but he coughs all the time. Sometimes it's for attention, and sometimes it feels like there's a gut issue going on, and we just really need some help for him.
His first name again?
Frankie.
Okay. What kind of animal is it?
Frankie is a little dog. He's a rescue. He found us. He is probably a terrier and chihuahua mix.
Okay.
Perfect. So, very emotional with the coughing. Let's see. We are going to melt for him. So disgust comes up, stuck, and being angry. Okay.
Wow.
So we're going to melt that over his lungs.
Okay.
We're going to put back in secure, nurturing, composed. That's what's going back in. So I say, are these Frankies to begin with or not? He's taking them from you. So animals are a nice little sacred service, you know, animals, and they'll take things in, try and help you. And so it's the biggest thing I'll pull off animals is whatever they're trying to take in and help you process. So we melt those things. Is there anything else? No, I'm getting actually just those three emotions.
Chris, can you are you still there with us?
I sure am. I'm sitting here with him, just
okay.
Kind of loving on him. He sure is quiet.
Yep. Here's the other thing. We can release it from you too, so he doesn't keep trying to take it back in. How do you feel about that?
I would love that. I would love that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. So we're going to go back into your timeline here when this stuff started, about 6 years old. Do we need the exact timeline? Yes. Okay, so 6 years old, 7 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. And is this Chris's emotions? Yes. So they're all yours. And those will be taken in from our parents or the people around. So we're going to pull that right off the timeline. For you, we're going to put in choice. Loyal and helpful goes back in. So those emotions are actually like right across, like liver, pancreas, stomach, that kind of area. And
right.
So when he's taking it in, since it's not his, he's trying to process it, it's going through his lungs instead.
Okay.
Yeah. So sometimes with people, like I always ask, like if it's their emotions, because if we take things in that somebody else created, we'll never be able to process it. We'll have a chronic problem with it forever. So we'll like clear
right.
it where it needs to go with grace and ease, that kind of thing. So, yep.
That explains so much, because we've worked and seems like he got better and then there it'd be back again. And I'm like, well, this was a failure.
Yeah, we got to go deep. Where is it originating? And he just keeps trying to take it in. Animals are just trying to heal us all the time. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. I feel some stuff lift off my heart space for sure.
Awesome.
And I will validate the fact that I do have liver and stomach and all those kind of issues, and it's something I've been working on for some months.
Yeah, so the other thing, too, I'm reading about you is that that's our solar plexus kind of energy center, and you keep shutting it. So you might be feeling defensive in some ways in your life, and you want to make sure you're breathing, and you keep telling yourself to open, just open, it's safe to open. And that's where we just kind of need to see, like, what boundaries do I need that keep me kind of safe? You know, so I'm not in these situations where I think I have to try to feel safe. Because so once you turn that down, things stop working, the energy's not flowing in that area.
Chris?
Yes.
Any questions around that?
You're asking me, am I having energy issues?
Oh, well, I'm asking you if you have any questions around that. I'm just saying basically with your solar plexus, you know, like your energy keeps shutting down. You keep shutting that chakra level for yourself, and you want to keep working on keeping it open as well, keeping it open and just keeping a nice flow clockwise in your solar plexus so all your organs and everything can work properly.
Yes, that makes a whole lot of sense. Thank you. Thank you so much. I actually do not have any more questions. Thank you so much for your help, ladies. This was great.
God
bless you. Love you, Chrissy.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we are going to call her, which is 404-276. And welcome to the show. It's a birdie. Hold on. Like there's something nipping at my toe.
Yes, this is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Thank you for calling in. How are you, beautiful?
Good. Okay. Thank y'all for taking my call. Hey, Dr. Casey.
Hi.
So I want to get some release here. I said I want to get some healing, I would say, from this issue that I have. It's a respiratory issue that started like about a few weeks ago. It feels like I'm having some mucus or secretion that builds up in the roof of my mouth and causing itching to my ears and nose. It's more towards the right ear now. And it started again. It comes on and off. And it started again yesterday, and I was trying to cough it up and got some secretion up. And then during the middle of the night, I felt like it triggered off issue that I've been having on and off years ago that I talked to Jody about and found out that I have heavy metals, causes a warm sensation in my sacral area, and then my blood pressure and heart rate starts going up, and then I end up squeezing, and I've been battling that since 4 o'clock this morning, trying to get the blood pressure down.
Oh, you're why I was wheezing. Because I was wheezing like, whose is this? It's not mine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was piping into that the other day. Okay. But go.
I get a virus, and they're sneaky. You know, they confuse all the wiring in our body, just blocking pathways. So why do we have a virus that our system can't kick out, right? So when I ask, there's three emotions on it. So we're going to clear the emotions, then clear the virus, and then see what else comes up for you. So low self-esteem comes up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yours. You took it in from someone else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second word is unfulfilled love, and that's someone else's. Defensive, that's someone else's as well. Okay, so we're going to melt those emotions. Clearing out that virus.
You break up. I didn't get that.
Yep. Oh, so now I'm clearing out the virus as well.
Okay.
It's only in the body. It's not going into the field of the dimensions, so that's awesome. There we go. Okay. Now, any other reasons you're having all these symptoms here? And there's a belief system as well. Why you're taking in other people's stuff, okay? Vulnerable, something with I regret. I don't want to see or hear something, okay? Because we're starting to get into sinuses and different stuff that's going on. And so we're going to melt those as well. And then we're going to put back in what your body wants. I'm getting confidence, adequacy, benevolence. So that's going back in. The right side, that is, do you have a lot of stuff that happens on the right side of your body?
No, most are on the left, for the left knee, meniscus. And
okay.
Anything was on the right. But I did have a little injury to my right knee, but it just pulled a tendon or something.
Can I clear it for you?
Hmm?
Can I clear the injury pattern for you?
I felt like I'm feeling a little bit light.
You're feeling lighter?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Awesome. So what I'm doing is I'm going around your knee. And I'm releasing that injury pattern as well.
Okay.
My body's not as confused. And let's see. Right side is about giving. And I'm hearing you're not giving enough to yourself.
Mm. Oh, that makes sense.
So that's what's happening there. Left side, a lot about like letting go, allowing that kind of energy. So just so it kind of helps you see like, when you're evaluating things in your life, you know, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to allow for myself? Where do I need to give more to myself? Those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, is there anything else with the symptoms? Let's see how that clears in your body. If you still have layers with it, let me know. But, yeah, any questions?
Okay, that was great. What about the... Are you picking up anything in my lungs?
So right now, nothing's coming up to process. However, if I go, I have a chart here for lung emotions. Let's see. Okay, right underneath the clavicles. If you can see me a little bit easier here. Right under the clavicles, right in here. There's this emotion called the breath of life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask here, are we breathing like we should? And I get no. Do you tend to find yourself like not breathing enough?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to work
like
on that. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
there's a lot of like breath work classes and stuff out there, even like YouTube that you can get into, and yes. really getting into like breathing fully throughout your whole body. Like if you look at a baby, their whole body goes up and down when they breathe, but as adults we get uh-huh. stressed out and we start uh-huh. like stop breathing like right here, and we get anxiety, and then everything tightens up like right in here, and that's like contractually happening in your lung and in your rib cage. So
okay.
I want to definitely get some
trying.
More breath in here.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on that. Yes, thank you.
Do you feel any better?
Yes, I like I said, I feel much lighter. I feel like some mucus might want to come down. Yes, thank you so much. That felt
Amber,
really...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Huh?
I was going to add one other thing, but I didn't want to talk over you. I accidentally talked over you.
I'm listening.
Okay. So I'm hearing that you're holding grief in your lungs, and there is resentment. Mm. Where are you feeling? You may want to ask of where you're feeling the resentment in life so we can transmute that.
Where I'm feeling it?
Yeah, where is resentment showing up for you?
It was like on the upper portion of my chest.
Yes, and in your life, where might resentment be showing up in your life? Who might you be resenting?
Oh, good one.
Is there a coworker? Don't want to use the names on the air, but maybe there's a coworker, I think, that you're resenting.
It could be
Oh, that's why the pain's there. That's why the hard breathing. Because you won't even acknowledge the person who you're resenting. You won't acknowledge your own feelings. You're quashing your feelings.
I'm trying to figure out who it is.
So, yeah, that's kind of like your homework, right? To start feeling your feelings. Casey,
like, let's say you're doing too much for someone or everybody else.
And
then you start, like, feeling resentment. Like, geez, I could have done this. I could have done that for myself, but I didn't. I did this to help this person, not feeling appreciated.
Yes, that definitely could be it, because I took a case on last weekend. I wanted to really help this guy, and it seems like the wife is not opening up, so tomorrow I hope to get, with her and see what's wrong, because I asked her to call me and let's talk. So that's just one recently one. I'm sure there's some more. Uh-huh.
Yeah, just kind of evaluating, like, you know, where am I giving too much, either with somebody, and then maybe you kind of feel like it's expected of you, and you love the person, but you're kind of like, well, I don't want to feel resentment, but however, it's still kind of there, because it's like, well, I'm having a hard time expressing that, and you get to a point where, like, you're like, look, I love you dearly, however, I can't, do this, it doesn't work out well for me, and maybe we could find another solution for you to, whatever it is, get the help that they need or get something done that needs to get done so you're not continually doing something and it's putting you out. Does that make any
yes,
sense?
Yes, that's great. Yeah, that's great. It's that problem was happening at the job, so I cut the job last weekend. So.
You did what with the job last weekend?
I resigned sending my letter of resignation last Sunday morning.
Okay. Right, because there wasn't a fair exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where you're feeling resentment. It was showing up in your lungs.
Mm.
And now you're grieving that because you haven't really had, you don't have closure on it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the fact that your resignation.
Right.
You didn't feel valued. Go ahead, Casey.
Yeah, we can actually go around that one. So, like, what would it be like if you felt appreciated? Could you just let that go?
Okay.
Okay. So, you want to try some Psych-K?
Oh, the answer is yes. Right, Pamela?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what you're going to do, Pamela. You're going to cross your left foot over your right, just at the ankles.
Okay, cross.
Yep. And then you're going to cross your left wrist over the right one. And
okay,
you can just really grab them. And if you want, you could turn it up like a pretzel. If you have any shoulder pain, just drop it like normal. You could just drop it right in your lap. And so what you're going to do is you're going to close your eyes and you're going to keep saying, I feel appreciated. I want you to say it out loud because it's going to penetrate all layers of your field, not just your mental layer. And you're going to keep saying that so you feel a good shift in your body. Let me know when you feel complete.
Okay. I feel appreciated. I feel appreciated. I feel appreciated. I feel appreciated.
Open up your heart chakra. Pamela, open up your heart chakra when you say that.
Yeah.
Now start.
I feel appreciated. 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 I appreciate it. I feel appreciated. Okay.
So now we're going to cross everything, and you're going to put your fingers just like a globe, and you're going to look down at the floor with your eyes open for about 10 seconds.
Uncrossed, you said?
Yeah, uncross everything. Yep.
Uh-huh. And then look down.
Yep.
I say I'm looking down at the floor.
There it is. Yep. Awesome. So it sounded like in the beginning, it sounded like a question. And then the vibration kept changing, like, I feel appreciated. And sometimes it gets like, yeah, you know, I feel appreciated. Did you feel that?
Yes.
Yeah, so that right there, we're just changing your belief system, your subconscious there. Now that you feel appreciated, that resonates out in your field like a vibration. Now you attract people in your life that do appreciate you and feel appreciated around you. And that's the whole goal right there. And that's going to make it so much easier when you're ready to just let go of that maybe resentment, all that grief, stuff in your lungs that you've been holding for a long time.
Okay. Appreciate it so much. Thank you. Both of you.
You're
so welcome.
All right.
Awesome,
Pam.
Yes, thanks.
You're so welcome.
Okay, so now, let me close that off. And we're going to go to a quick commercial. And then we're going to take Naima back on.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating.
Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And one more.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jodi Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
We are back, and we are going to take our next caller, which is 312-721. 9.
Yes.
How
yes.
Are you
can you hear me clearly now?
Perfect.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, all righty then. Well, maybe you can help me out. I went through a period of sadness, and it felt like it kind of settled in my solar plexus. I have this pain in the middle of my stomach, and I can't make it go away. And I've tried to divert my thoughts. I've, you know, tried to change my mood, but it's like it's just stuck there. And I'm afraid that if I can't get rid of it, it'll manifest into a physical illness, you know, that affects my organs. I don't know how to remove it. So, you know, maybe you can assist me with that.
Yes, I hear you. So what's happened is you've kind of taken that grief and it's got stuck downward and it's turned into this emotion of it makes me sick and that'll hit the stomach. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, let's see, we're going to release that emotion there. Whole milk timeline, that's a timeline. So we're going to see where it started here. 33 years old. 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. Okay. So that wasn't yours. You took it in from someone else, so that's making it really hard for you to process because it's not your creation. That's why it's like, wow, why can't I get rid of this here? So we're going to pull it off.
You say I was 33 years old or 33 years ago?
33 years old, 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 days, exact day when you took that in. And it wasn't yours. So why does it manifest later, you know? And there could be a lot of reasons for that. But that's where it originated. Look out that original date when you took it in. We're going to replace it. So what I get instead is refinement. So we're going to pull refinement back. There we go. And now what's happened, metaphysically, your stomach's like, I'm not taking it. So for every physical part of your body, you have an energetic part. So that's how we can lose a spleen, or we could, you know, lose one kidney or different things in our body, because we still have an energetic component. So I'm going to call back in your stomach, back into body. Okay. Does it feel any different?
So the lessening of the pain.
Yep. So basically, in order for the stomach to function, it's got to be in body fully, energetically and physically. So we just pulled in the energy part of it. And now it can function the way that it's supposed to. And we released the emotion that was taken out. I see all the time with, like, people have gallbladders taken out. And they're like, Casey, I just can't digest. And, you know, under the night, you know, so you're like, oh my God. So we kind of pull it back in, and then all of a sudden their stomach starts gurgling, and just like then they're able to digest even without the gallbladder. So that's what's happening with your stomach. Let's can I ask if there are other components to that? I get no, not with that specific thing. Let's see. In your layers though, I'd like to clear out your layers. So your mental body, which your third layer ties into that solar plexus. We're going to clear out all just collected negative emotions and energy there. And we're going to put back in what you need. There we go. And that should go lighter. How you doing?
Well, the pain is gone.
There we go. There we go. Now it can work because it's in body. Any questions around it or anything else you need help with?
I believe that was it. Just out of curiosity, the being able to see energetically when that started, was that an event or a trauma or something that just got stuck? Or you said it was someone else or something else?
Yeah, so, and you know, there's an energetic reason why, like a spiritual reason, I should say, that we take in other people's emotions sometimes. We're like, hey, I want to, like, see what that's about and understand it, learn my own lessons from it. And it's a lesson itself, taking in other people's stuff for them. We're not meant to do that because we didn't create it. So at that stage of your life, let's say you start having emotions. It could be fear. It could be anxiety, stress. And what happens energetically is your boundaries kind of blow out. And next thing you know, your solar plexus shuts. And then when it shuts, it's easier for, you know, almost get like attacked or stuffed in that area. And so this is where the stuff's like, well, like I'm not having it. And it jumps out of body. And so does that kind of help understand it a little bit? I'm trying to explain it as thorough as I can, but.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm thinking just in terms of what may have been happening in my life at that time. I think my parents were going through a difficulty, and I was trying to assist them, and maybe that was me taking on anxiety or whatever the case may be. But I don't know why I got stuck at this point, you know, 33 years later or whatever the case, or 32 years, however many years it's been.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why.
I can explain that.
For.
So, let's see here. I'm going to kind of put this in front of the camera so you can see it a little bit. So, this is the emotional mapping. Basically, if we try to feel and process all emotions that we experience as a human, we go insane. So, basically, we kind of store it. And if you look here, it makes me sick. Is right here in the center over the stomach.
Mm.
Okay, and this will happen. The emotion goes dormant until it's ready to heal and come up and let go.
Well, that's really key. So, because show the chart again. So we have all these emotions that are coming at us that we can't process all at the same time. So they go dormant, and we kind of like pick and choose which ones we can handle at what time. Is that right, Casey?
Yeah. When it's ready to heal, it starts coming up, and you're like, oh, my God, I don't know. I'm so angry, or I'm having this emotion's coming up. And it's like the emotion, the vibration is there all the time. And for some people, it's causing illness and diseases over time. And, you know, when we're finally like, you know, somebody's like, oh, my God, like, you know, this is not working. And they're like, we're going to take out your gallbladder, whatever the thing is. And it's like, well, just because it's not working, let's not take it out. Let's figure out why it's not working, you know. And what happens is the frequency or the vibration gets louder until you have a big problem. Like your stomach is just like, I can't digest. It's just like it feels awful. There's a sharp pain there. And it's your body speaking to you saying, hey, you need to take care of this. You need to let this go. You need to heal it. And so... yeah, does that kind of help understand why, like, maybe you carried something at 33 and just got louder and louder, and eventually your body's like,
so could something happen could some kind of similar thing happen that would trigger the memory of that, or, you know, something that's reminding me of that incident or time?
Well, it's complicated so, in your case.
What would trigger it? What would activate it, I guess?
Sorry, what was your question?
What would activate it after all this time?
The thing is it's been there the whole time, vibrating mm-hmm. and affecting. And so something can happen over time until you feel it physically. So, like, even, like, the nerves in your spine, 90% of them are made for movement. You don't feel what's happening over time. And so what happens is, like, things start letting go, and then eventually it starts causing pain physically. Because everything else got compromised in that area, and finally it got pushed to like the last point. So it's not so much like it was like hidden, right? And it just popped up, right? But it's been kind of affecting you this whole time on a low level until basically it's got increased, and now it's just like, wow, there's so much pain there. So when I say dormant, it's kind of more like it's vibrating there, but when it vibrates there for years, it wears out the systems, and then it turns into, like, pain. So everything starts out, like, at a spiritual level. When we're not hearing it, we're not getting it, it becomes metaphysical, like your stomach jumping out of body. And then when we're not hearing it, it becomes emotional, and then the emotions manifest into physical form. Some people get cancer, they get, you know, whatever problems, illnesses, diseases that they have.
Yes, that helps. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're so welcome.
Wow.
Thank you,
Nina. Thank you, Jody. Yes. Reverend Jody.
We're both reverends. Woo!
Yes, Reverend Jody and
Reverend Dr. Casey at our, I don't know. So there's a couple of questions that have come through. So I'm just going to go through all three of them and let's see if there's anything, how we tie together or not. So the first question from Chris is, you know, how does losing an organ impact the energetic body? Then Zelda says, okay, you just tapped on my gallbladder. Why? I forgot I had it. Thanks for the reminder. Teddy says, that is a very good question, Chris, you know, like when we lose an organ. She goes, I know with folks who have had a limb amputated, they still have phantom feelings in the limb. And then Zelda says, just wrote an article on my blog on a child being used in an experiment in picking cotton. I included this info on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Okay, I think we got our hands full, and we have another caller. Looks like we have to get you on the show again. So if you'll come, I'm just saying. Which one are you called to address first?
So what was the first question?
Right here. So
okay,
because I think that's a really good question.
So it's like this: the energetic body or energetic part of the organ is taking over the functioning for the physical part. So it may not always work the same. You know, people notice, like, once I have my gallbladder out, I can't digest, like, heavy fats or fried foods, stuff like that. So there's that physical part where it's still kind of struggling. However, it doesn't mean it can't adapt, and that's where the energetic piece of it is taking over.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. And then we had another one. I was trying to understand what they meant about the gallbladder being tapped out.
Yeah, I don't know. You just tapped out my gallbladder. Maybe we activated or something, Zelda. Maybe you can explain. And then, you know, maybe what I'd like to do while they're waiting on that, we could take the last caller in for one more. You're going to
sure.
need a nap.
Yep.
So 336-350 is the number. And thank you for calling. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Mama AZ, and I'm calling you from Sierra Vista, Arizona. Greetings, family. I'll make this as quick. Thank you for having this. I kind of tuned in late, but the last two callers, Dr. Lateef and the other lady, I just kind of felt something. I've been having these issues, this issue with heartburn and not being able to swallow without it getting stuck. And it's even, well, I've got a lot of food, but water and juices, even natural juices, it burns like crazy. Is that mine, or this started before I came into, before I left the facility? I'm at home now. I was in Tucson at a rehab, and it feels like it's just stuck, and it burns so bad. It keeps me up. What is that?
It's not yours.
So here is another classic example. We're taking in emotions from someone else we didn't create, and your esophagus has jumped out of body energetically. That's why it's not processing. So first thing, let's release some emotions on that so we don't keep going back into that. And they're not yours. So let's see. There's two emotions on this. First one, agitated, and the second one, I regret. So we're going to melt those emotions for you. They're not yours. We're going to put back in consideration and decisive. Okay. Now I'm like bringing back in your esophagus, back into body energetically. There it is. Okay. Now I'm going to see, is there anything else to this? I get no. How are you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Any different? You might not. It's okay. But I'm just asking.
Well, I'm not burning at this moment, but, you know, okay. I'm good. I'm good. I didn't sleep very well. However, I'm grateful for this day. The sun is up, and I'm ready to move forward with however I'm supposed to move forward.
So
does that make sense?
Is something else? It's there's some deeper spiritual emotions with that too. Would you like me to release those for you?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I'll tell you what they are. Desperation comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Deserted.
Oh yeah.
And I'm nothing. So, okay. That is in your field. We're going to melt that. And we're going to put back in thoughtfulness, loyalty, and benevolence. That's going back in. Anything else with the sleeping? I get nothing right now. Let's see how things do. Let's see how you do the next couple of days. And if you have so that we know, because there might be layers to the fight, you should feel better.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank God.
Thank God.
All right, we got one more caller. It's my sister, the microphone, Zelda Robinson. She's on the call. So let me just switch this over.
Rising. Grand Rising.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi. Oh, wow. What a wonderful show. Oh, my goodness. I didn't want to call in, but Dr. I forgot. What's her name? Dr.
Go ahead, Casey. Sorry.
Casey, you stepped on my bladder. I should have, Dr. Casey, I should have explained that, but I was so triggered in the moment.
Oh.
The words were
okay,
just...
Okay, it's coming up the hill then.
When you said bladder, I said, okay, she's talking to me. I get it. I get the message. I was writing on my blog. Someone sent me an email talking about how a child was made to participate in an experiment of picking cotton in the field, and that ticked me off. And the moment that it ticked me off, while I'm writing about it, my gallbladder gave me a little, pay attention to me. So, and then the moment you said bladder, I was like, okay, I need to pay attention here. So that's why I'm calling, because I do have a gallbladder issue. I've had it for some years,
okay.
And I'm aware of it. And I'm trying to do the right thing to keep it from reoccurring. But now that I know it's tied to my emotions, that's why I'm on the line.
All right, let's just hear that. So, metaphysically, we have a problem. Bless you.
Sorry. No, we're clearing for Zelda.
You said metaphysically, I have what?
The gallbladder jumped out, metaphysically. The energy of your gallbladder. So, let's see, there's three emotions on why that happened. I'm going to tell you what they are. Sadness. I'm depressed. Okay. I'm so pissed off.
Yeah, anger is what I heard.
Yeah, that's the expression. So we're going to melt that in that area. We're going to bring back in the gallbladder, back into body, space to come back in, stay in body. There we go. Okay. And I'm going to say, is there anything else with gallbladder? With liver, okay. Is the liver and body? Yes. But there's emotions of the liver, too, that need to be resolved because they work like yin and yang together. So there's two things here. I've lost hope and deserted. Those two are not yours.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking it in from the collective, like the universal mind consciousness
okay,
of that experience.
Helps, she helps the homeless a lot. And
so
that's where I'm coming from.
So we're going to melt that. Okay, we're done with that. We're going to melt back in compassion, conscientious, and noble. And that's going back in there. Perfect. All right. Anything else? The liver gallbladder. Nope. Anything else that needs to be released? Nope. Do you notice any difference?
I felt... I don't know if the word is release or I just felt lighter, if that's the word. I don't know. I felt something. I don't know what it is, but I felt something.
Good, good. And it's going to keep, like, taking place and processing for you. And you should be able to, you know, feel a lot more whole in that area. And make sure you keep your solar plexus open. So in that area, if you get upset and you get defensive about something, you're doing this. And we want to keep it nice and open. See that yellow color in that area and just open, breathe through it, open. Any questions around that?
I felt a heart palpitation as well. I think I take things to heart a little too much. I take things personally when I shouldn't. Maybe.
So, let's see. Oh, okay. Let's do this one. How about we do some psyche on that one? I let go of being, I let go of feeling offended. That's what we're going to do. So, we're going to cross the right ankle over the left.
Oh! It's done already. I did it just a second before you said it.
Oh, there you go. See, you're intuitive. You're tapping in.
Oh,
that's
she's
awesome.
So intuitive. Oh,
wow.
Zelda's our Monday morning host. Zelda speaks. We met with the American Diabetes Association when I was the chairperson. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to cross the left wrist over the right one. And you can kind of like grab your wrist like this. And you can flip it up and press both if you don't have a shoulder problem. But as long as they're crossed. Close your eyes and you're going to keep saying out loud, feeling offended. Do you feel a good shift?
I am having difficulty hearing because I'm on my phone in a room where it's quiet and the reception is bad. So I'm going to go and listen to this again on Facebook when the show is over so I can hear better.
Sure. So what we're saying, though, is let go. I let go of being offended is what Casey said.
Yeah, so you're going to hold that posture, and you're going to keep saying, I let go of feeling offended. So you feel like a really good shift in your body. You might feel like you're released or, you know, you're letting go, you're breathing. And once that's done, you're going to slow and look down with your eyes open for 10 seconds. And that's going to help hold that, change that whole pattern of thinking.
Okay, I get that. I get that. Thank you. Thank you so much. I needed to hear that. Thank you, Dr. Casey. And thank you, Jody.
Welcome.
And thank you, Jody. Oh, and Fagala. Thank you, Fagala. Fagala
said healing last night. So, and I just want to say that Dr. Susan and Lauren Hexel say hello. Thank you for tuning in. We're so grateful. And I just want to, you know, I always like to end the show with gratitude for everybody who showed up and participated or just watched. We're so grateful. So thank you to Chris, Zelda, Maika, and Teddy. Thank you to my husband and Vieta. And we have, someone I missed. It's Shosh Anna. So thank you. And getting kisses. Funny. Hamida and Maika. I mean, we had so many people in today. We're so grateful that you showed up and listened. These are the people that we saw on Facebook and or YouTube, but we also know we have listeners on LinkedIn and Podbean and all over the world. So we're so grateful that you join us. And let me send out the most gratitude to my girlfriend here, Casey. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
So, and this is from Zelda. She says, thank you so very much for the mental, physical healing needed to hear that. Much love. So the most important thing, you know, here's the thing. Dr. Casey does remote work. She can be reached at the number that's been on the screen, which is 207-502-4119. You can also email her at chirotransformation@gmail.com. So anything you want to add or?
No, if you're like, how can you help me and you're not sure, give me a call. We can set up, you know, a 15-minute consultation, absolutely free. Just, you know, and see how we can help you, and I'm so happy to help you. So please give me a call.
Yeah, Dr. Casey, you know, in my estimation, is one of the most powerful healers that I know. So, and right now in a time where we are all struggling with our emotions, and we're more cognizant that we're struggling of our emotions because we're no longer quashing them. They're coming up. People have to cope with them. I don't know anybody better than Dr. Casey for that. You know, like everybody has their sweet spot. And Dr. Casey's sweet spot is emotional alchemy. All right? Wow. So I'm going to run the ending of the show if I can just do that. There we go.